Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Standing Heal the Mind by L.D. Chen is a practical self-healing and body awareness book centered on a method called Yonness Standing. Presented as part of the Intelligence of Your Body series, it belongs to the intersection of somatic practice, meditation, Taoist inner cultivation, and stress recovery. Its central claim is that lasting calm is not produced primarily by thinking better, controlling thoughts, or applying more mental techniques, but by allowing the body to reset through a simple standing practice. The book positions Yonness Standing as a non-religious discipline rooted in long-standing Taoist and martial arts traditions, adapted for contemporary readers who struggle with anxiety, emotional tension, burnout, trauma, or chronic stress. Rather than offering a primarily theoretical argument, the book appears designed to guide readers toward direct practice. Its purpose is to shift attention from mental management to embodied regulation, making physical stillness and alignment the starting point for emotional change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Yonness Standing as a body-first approach to calming the mind. The central idea of the art of standing is that calm begins with the body rather than with mental control. This distinguishes the book from many self-help and meditation guides that focus on changing thoughts, reframing beliefs, observing the mind, or developing cognitive awareness. L.D. Chen presents Yonness Standing as a practice in which physical stillness, posture, and bodily presence create the conditions for psychological quieting. The reasoning is straightforward. The mind is not treated as an isolated problem to be solved, but as part of a larger bodily system. When the body remains tense, reactive, or unsettled, mental effort may only add another layer of strain. By contrast, a body-based reset aims to change the underlying condition from which thoughts and emotions arise. This does not mean the mind is ignored. Instead, the book implies that the mind can settle more naturally when the body is no longer sending signals of stress, effort, or resistance. The importance of this topic lies in its reversal of the usual order. Instead of using the mind to discipline the body becomes the entry point for mental relief. Secondly, Taoist and martial arts lineage adapted into a non-religious practice. The book presents Yonness Standing as rooted in more than 2,000 years of Taoist inner cultivation and martial arts tradition, while framing it in a way that is accessible to modern, non-religious readers. This combination is important because it gives the practice a traditional background without requiring the reader to adopt a belief system. Standing practices have a long association with internal martial arts and meditative cultivation, where posture, balance, relaxation, and attention are treated as foundations for deeper change. L.D. Chen appears to translate that heritage into a practical healing context, emphasizing simplicity rather than ritual, doctrine, or cultural complexity. The book, therefore, occupies a specific position within the wellness field. It is not presented as conventional psychotherapy, not as seated mindfulness alone, and not as physical fitness in the ordinary sense. It treats standing as a disciplined method for reorganizing the relation between body and mind. The lineage element may appeal to readers looking for practices with historical depth, but the non-religious framing makes the method more approachable for readers who are cautious about spiritual language or esoteric systems. Thirdly, a critique of mental techniques that do not produce lasting calm. A major theme of the book is dissatisfaction with approaches that rely mainly on mental intervention. The description refers to readers who have tried journaling, meditation, positive thinking, thought reframing, neuroscience tools, or healing courses, yet still find that calm does not last. The book does not necessarily reject these practices altogether, but it argues that they may be insufficient when they remain focused on the thinking mind. This critique is significant because many people experiencing anxiety or emotional fatigue already understand their problems intellectually. They may know why they are stressed, recognize negative thought patterns, and apply coping tools while still feeling physically unsettled. The Art of Standing addresses this gap by suggesting that insight alone may not reach the level at which the nervous system or embodied stress response is operating. Its reasoning is practical rather than academic. If the body remains in a state of contraction or agitation, the mind may keep producing racing thoughts and emotional reactivity. The book, therefore, reframes repeated failure with mental techniques not as personal weakness but as evidence that a different entry point may be needed. Fourthly, practice-dependent healing rather than passive intellectual understanding. The Art of Standing appears to place strong emphasis on doing the practice rather than merely understanding its ideas. This is a crucial distinction for evaluating the book. Its value is not primarily in presenting a complex theory, but in directing readers toward repeated embodied experience. Yonness Standing is described as simple, but simplicity does not mean that results are automatic from reading. The book asks readers to engage with stillness, posture, and bodily awareness in a sustained way. That makes it closer to a training manual or practice guide than to a purely explanatory work. The practical implication is that readers who want quick conceptual insight may find the core message easy to grasp, while readers seeking the proposed benefits must test the method through consistency. This also creates a realistic limitation, because the book is built around practice. Its usefulness depends on the reader's willingness and ability to stand, observe, and remain with the body without turning the method into another mental task. The book is strongest when read as an invitation to experiment, not as a passive source of information. Lastly, stress, trauma, and chronic tension treated as whole system patterns, the book is aimed at readers dealing with stress, anxiety, trauma, emotional pain, burnout, and even chronic physical difficulties such as pain or respiratory and heart-related concerns mentioned in the publisher material. Its distinctive framing is that these problems are not approached as separate mental and physical categories. Instead, the body and mind are treated as one responsive system. This does not mean the book should be understood as a substitute for medical or psychological care. Rather, its contribution is to highlight how emotional suffering often has a bodily dimension: tension, guarded posture, shallow or disturbed rhythm, restlessness, fatigue, or difficulty settling. Oneness standing is presented as a way to let the body gradually reorganize itself, allowing emotional intensity to diminish without direct argument with thoughts. This whole system view matters because stress is rarely experienced only as an idea. It is also felt as pressure, tightness, agitation, heat, collapse, or vigilance. By focusing on the body, the book offers a practical language for readers who feel that their distress is embodied, not merely cognitive. In conclusion, The Art of Standing is best suited for readers who are interested in somatic healing, standing meditation, Taoist-influenced self-cultivation, or alternatives to mind-centered stress management. It may be especially useful for people who have tried cognitive strategies, conventional meditation, journaling, affirmations, or self-analysis without finding durable calm. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives attention to the body as an active pathway into emotional regulation, not merely as a container for psychological problems. Its intellectual benefit is the clear challenge it poses to the assumption that the mind must always lead healing. The book stands out in the crowded wellness and self-help category because its method is narrow, concrete, and embodied. Many books discuss the body-mind connection in broad terms, but this one is organized around a specific standing practice, oneness standing, and presence at practice as the main vehicle of change. Its traditional Taoist and martial arts background also differentiates it from books based primarily on neuroscience, productivity culture, or modern mindfulness branding. Readers should approach it as a practice-based guide rather than a comprehensive clinical treatment. Its strongest value lies in encouraging disciplined bodily experience as a route to quieting mental and emotional turbulence. If you would like to support LD Chen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.